About 1,000 walruses are hauled out on a barrier island near the village of Point Lay, about 180 miles southwest of Barrow. The haulout is part of an unnerving trend. This year marks the 8th time in a decade that large numbers of walruses have crowded onto land in the area. The animals have been driven to shore as sea ice recedes, limiting access to their usual feeding grounds. But this year's haulout, so late in the fall, was a surprise. Andrea Medeiros is a spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She says scientists were pretty sure it wasn't going to happen this year. And then,
next thing I know, I get an email from one of our biologists saying the walrus are hauling out, and I'm like, ah!
Residents in Point Lay contacted the Fish and Wildlife Service with the news this morning. Madero says the haulout is forming about a month later than in the past. Usually at this time, walruses are heading south to Russian waters for the winter. And although sea ice receded to its second lowest level on record this summer, there was lingering ice over the walruses' traditional feeding grounds. The Fish and Wildlife Service and the native village of Point Lay are asking people to stay away from the area during the haulout to avoid disturbing the animals and causing a stampede.
And the risk there is when they are on shore and the animals get spooked, that the larger animals will flee to the water and crush the small animals in the process. And so it leads to a lot of preventable mortality.
Biologists are continuing to monitor the haulout as it forms. In the past, up to 40,000 animals have gathered in the area.